Invocation to the Wise Woman. Wisdom is not what you think. A mythic enactment of recognition and release.
What is wisdom?
Wisdom can't be taught or sought or bought or thought. Wisdom is not what you would think. At any given moment, it pours into the empty container that attracted it with its openness, its willingness not to know, the clarity of its ravenousness for real.
Wisdom has allowance as its seeing eye dog, but the dog just goes along for the adventure, wagging his tail, playing all along because he knew that wisdom could see all along, but enjoyed the company, sharing the landscape of the inner world journeys.
Wisdom gets the cosmic joke, and as soon as we stepped out of the checkerboard of duality long enough to see it for what it actually is, that is, an evolutionary, holographic playground of apparent realities that are eventually leading to oneness, and then seeing that somehow seems to make getting there easier.
I am the wise woman of weird, a crone, and I have a tincture for getting there. They call it flying ointment, mandrake, hemlock, aconite, and belladonna, delirium leading to wisdom that sees through this world, derangement of the rational, the senses that allow one to peek through the thin veil that makes even wisdom unfamiliar with itself, because it only knows now.
Wisdom has stopped dodging divine inspiration and rested in silence long enough to parabolically interpret the divine impulse, stayed silent long enough to actually hear the mystery speak, and in raucous reverence responded in gratitude with reflections in the creation, reflections created with our own hands, voice, heart, loving reflections of the penetrating vision that lead us to seeing that
all paths lead to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be taught, sought, bought, or thought. Wisdom is not what you think.
Since we live in a spherical creation, getting there is a relative term inside a bubble, a largish one, like this universe is at least. Well, a bubble donut might more accurately describe our universe that is made up of the frozen music of matter, called to wakefulness with the passionate language of divine fire letters to maintain its appearance in the illusory checkerboard hologram through the thought patterns encoded in language. Simple plan. A whole reality maintained by language until group mind conceives the idea of Atlas Shrugged, which would transform things rather rapidly, like the Tower of Babel, where everyone's speech was confounded. They could no longer understand each other's language. Chaos. What kind of allegorical warning could this be for us now?
Seems clear enough. We are there now. Tower of Babel Redux because, due to lack of presence, a lack of honoring wisdom, and thus visionary guidance in our age, we don't understand each other, programmed only to only hear with our brains, when it is the heart that perceives truth directly. Spiral twist of fibers in the heart muscle, belying the truth of its actual function. Sacred container, holy crucible of the caduceus of the soul housed around the heart muscle. A cavity that nothing exists in except electrical energy, intertwining energy snakes of micro, Ida and Pingala, firing back and forth electrical charges, enlightening across the abyss of the heart, creating a spiraling figure eight energy pattern, fueling the soul's journey that
all leads to oneness, and seeing that seems to make getting there easier.
Wisdom cannot be taught,
sought,
bought,
or thought. Wisdom is not what you think.
The wisdom of the wise woman of weird looks through you like the eyes of a raven. Deep, deep penetration. Soul exchange of the substance of the mystery. Her eyes offering the mana of presence, a presence that itself bestows wisdom. Energy that energy that informs, revealed in the truth held in the mysterious depths of those eyes. Eyes of the wise woman of weird.
Shapeshifting crone into tree or stone. Shapeshifting crone into crow or bone. Crow, crone, trickster, divine prankster at play in the sacred garden of consciousness, having taken off the worn coat of relative truths, and so being just as likely to renounce and claim all in one moment as answer to your ego's self-reinforcing questions that support the illusion of belief.
Crone knows the abyss of silence holds the answers, that the playpen of beliefs was trying to eventually reach through containment, safety. I see now how impossible that strategy in consciousness actually is.
Crone knows nothing is sacred. When one has become that, everything is sacred, and thus nothing is sacred. And so becomes hilariously funny in its intention, as far as the English language goes anyway, because in duality, you have sacred. Therefore, there must be that which is not sacred.
And to resolve the conflict, humor is called in as an arbitrator, to put a smile on the face of the illusion until you are so attracted that you are pulled in and through it, just like a wormhole in space, jolted through the Shishumna right into expanded evolution. Can you see the simple beauty of that divine strategy?
All paths leading to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier.
Than holding on to your self-doubt any longer. Crone's eyes piercing through that contraction. She and her two crows on her shoulders. Netty Netty and Etty Etty. Netty, inquiry, and Etty, surrender. Netty Netty jumping onto my shoulder when I doubt. Powerful claws piercing my muscles as a reminder of the price of that path.
And yet all paths do lead to oneness. And seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be sought or thought. Wisdom is not what you think.
Wisdom quickens the very structure of your experience, and thus you begin to see through its vague excuses, the checkerboard pretext obscuring the obvious, your divinity, that is, when you see from behind your eyes. Rather than seeing through everyone else's, then the divine playground suddenly appears, the symphony of strings vibrating some atomic energy quanta, dancing strings of distinct frequencies out of which the creation composes itself in masterful simplicity like Beethoven, the beginning of his fifth symphony, simplicity that strikes immediate resonance with vibrational truth, masterful simplicity and thus wisdom, wisdom that awakens, quickens, reminds, offering through vibration its witness of truth.
Wisdom resonates with what is. No resistance, no holdouts, no sidestepping out of the present, where presence presides.
Is a huge container when you look at it that way, because presence points toward the most direct route through the spherical labyrinths of our journey into becoming light. All paths leading to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be sought or thought. Wisdom is not what you think.
Allowance is to wisdom what a quartz crystal is to coherence. Crystals taking incoherent patterns of energy and through resonance bringing the field into coherence, making it unidirectional, igniting a powerful force like allowance, the divine allowance offered through the harmonic elegance of vibrational evolution that knows there is all of eternity. So what is there to disallow? Pulsating potentiation of the truth held in the power of allowance to assist essence in genuinely recognizing itself.
Wisdom often wears the face of the crone as she presides at the crossroads on the dark of the moon. Hecate, crone taking offerings at critical junctures. Hecate, shape-shifting crone into tree or stone, shape-shifting crone into crow or bone. Hecate is often mistaken in the moonlight for a beautiful maiden, for she only hides her essence to ward off the unwise who do not see or value her powerful gifting. Ah, the crone's craggy face. The crows have been working it over for years. A work of art in that face. Beauty carved out like the Grand Canyon. Wisdom's cuneiforms pressed into wet clay. The sparkling childlike mischief held in the ancient, gentle heart of her eyes leaves an indelible impression that
all paths lead to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be sought or thought. Wisdom is not what you think.
Wisdom carries a scythe like Father Time and the Death in the tarot cards, to cut away the impostors and mimics to wisdom, which want only to wear one mask that will receive tribal approval, instead of employing the shape-shifting magician called heart-knowing, whose face melts like wax crayons in the sun, pooled into the divine fool, the divine tool of the one who explores like a two-year-old, licking the colors of laughter up in an empty room, feeling resonance with the appearance of the divine embodiment in that room called mortal life.
Resonant passageway leading to the spherical evolution of the rainbow body, freed from pivoting dimensionally with one foot nailed down in one pattern, like Poe's Traveler, the human's condition's approximation in clear metaphor and duality, in the light of which it is comforting to have the wisdom to know that
all paths lead to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be sought or thought. Wisdom is not what you think.
Allowance is to wisdom what resonance is to healing. Resonance that naturally offers itself to our evolution, the way a sunflower lifts its face to the sun as a medium of discovery of the underlying patterns of the creation of all things being resonant transducers. Tapped into the frequency of divinity, due simply to the mathematical elegance of resonance.
Healing being a rung of perception that doesn't take into account a rungless reality, where love simply raises the frequency through resonance into coherence and alignment with divine patterning. That which appeared in three dimensions to be disharmonious, diseased, becomes holographically balanced.
Like in the Navajo sand paintings that reach through apparent realities to the organizing principle of geometric perfection that lies in the implicate reality vibrating beneath the form, resonance with oneness pooling everything into coherent alignment, like electrons in a ruby laser, lined up like little ballerina fireflies releasing so much light, so much potential for awareness and awakening.
Imagine if our nuclear furnace within amped to where an atomic explosion of light occurred, spontaneous illumination in the minefield of the divine, all made possible through resonance, open communion with what is. Raven of Eti Eti, yes, this, and this reminder of the path of surrender in devotion.
All paths leading to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be
thought
or sought.
Wisdom is not.
What do you think?
I am a wise woman of weird, a crone whose wise blood has turned inward at menopause to gestate the soul children now desiring birth. I bear uncanny confidence in my creations, because now what they think makes no difference. I teach by being a wily crow, leaving untraceable patterns in the snow, getting you to stand on your head at parties to try to hold a rational conversation, asking you to expect only the dazzling, the miraculous, supporting you in being a walking improbability curve, showing you how to make friends with the sun and other heavenly bodies by finding resonance with the larger galactic circuits, accessed naturally in the mythic condition of being, simply by honoring in full communion your authentic expression that bears witness to the divine elegance inherent in
all paths leading to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be taught, bought,
sought,
or sought. Wisdom is not what you think.
I'm a wise woman of weird, offering wily clarity that makes for humorous concourse with strangers, left in a sudden fit of wakening amidst receding peals of laughter, offering the metamorphosis of evolving awe as I walk away with my caduceus staff as a symbolic reminder of the butterfly path that sheds the larvae, the caterpillar, the pupa, the chrysalis, to reveal its alchemical transmutation into the fifth state of matter. Electrical interface of the caduceus creation, of the fountaining rainbow body that demonstrates that
all paths lead to oneness, and seeing that somehow makes getting there easier. Wisdom cannot be
taught,
sought,
bought,
or thought. Wisdom is not what you think.